The episode you're about to listen to is from an unreleased episode of an earlier incarnation of the Away Team. These were Adam and I's first impressions of Star Trek Discovery back in 2017. There may be issues with events and future events within the show, but this hasn't been heard since it was deleted from the internet back in 2018. Sit back and enjoy.
Captain Archer of the battlecruiser Enterprise.
This is Captain James Kirk of the USS Enterprise.
This is Jean-Luc Picard, captain of the Enterprise.
This is Captain Sisko of the USS Defiant.
My name is Catherine Janeway.
Prune juice, chilled.
Welcome to the Away Team, a Star Trek podcast. A podcast that is designed to comment and critique each episode of Star Trek in canonical order, with a bit of a twist. Trek Discovery Recap and Away Team Minisode. I'm Stephen Vargas.
I'm Adam Riley.
And this is for this current episode, because if you guys downloaded both of them, this is for this week's. Civis Pacem Parabellum.
Latin's fun.
Fucking. You know, the writers of this show really need to calm the fuck down. I swear to God. The next batch of episodes, the next five or six episodes when we come back, like next week's episode title is Into the Forest I Go. Okay, cool. We can kind of manage that.
Into the forest I go. Into the forest I go. I don't know why I'm doing that.
But, you know, we should see the next one like, you know, stuff like, you know, cause and effect or homecoming or, you know, I got my Vulcan dick sucked. You know, something that's...
My Vulcan dick suck.
Hey, you don't know how Sarek lives.
Gold edition, motherfucker. I don't know. You don't know how Sarek lives. Get the fuck out of here.
So in this week's episode, Saru kind of had a little bit of this. Somebody had pointed this out. Well, yeah, but it was funny because somebody kind of referenced an old Star Trek episode where Spock got the spores that allowed him to kind of embrace his human side, where he fell in love and he was, you know, like everything was cool and groovy. And I was kind of like,
cool and groovy, baby.
Well, it was the '60s, you know.
Yeah,
things were different back then, you know. You know, they weren't as they weren't as uptight as they are in Discovery, you know.
By the way, I looked it up. Civis Pacem Parabellum means if you want peace, prepare for war in Latin. I was curious of what it meant. So that's what it means. And that would have been a cooler title.
Yes.
If you want peace, prepare for war. Stop trying so fucking hard. You'd be an extra right now.
They're sitting there going, that's a cool title, but it just seems a little... They put it into Google Translate, and they're like, oh, shit.
Someone in the thing was like, listen, I didn't minor in fucking Latin for nothing, okay?
I got a degree on the wall. I need to use it for something.
Got dust on it. Like,
yeah, you had that one guy go, yo, man, so I got this degree in Latin and shit, and I was just looking at some of your titles. And I'm like, you know what? They might be better in Latin. I'm just saying, but it's whatever, you know, because I just spent 4 years, you know, doing this, and, you know, nobody fucking cares and nobody gives a shit about Latin, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's whatever.
Listen, no one might give a shit about Latin, but I give a shit about Latin, motherfucker, okay?
So, in this episode, I kind of was a little confused as to why they needed to
get that array thing.
Because they think that they can, or they're going to use it, and it can detect the ships.
Okay.
It does a big sensor sweep. Because the Klingons have cloaking, and it's new to them. They're like, what
it's
the pro- fuck
proving
is
to be
shit?
A bitch to the Federation.
Right.
It's proving a bitch to Starfleet.
They're like, I'm not about this life, bro. I don't.
All right. Yeah, because I was like going, because partway through, I kind of got a little like lost as to what was, what was the whole point of that thing. You know, they got there and then they, they signaled the discovery. Basically, in this one, they go to this planet, Pavo, and to try to use its technology to detect the cloaked ships. But we finally get the outcome of Admiral Cornwell's captivity. That just seemed a bit weird. It just seemed a bit weird and a bit rushed and not quite.
Yeah, it would have been cooler if they actually escaped together.
Yeah,
I would have been down with that.
Yeah, but instead they had to make it look good, and she actually had to kill her. So I'm like, okay.
Well, I was so confused. I thought she knocked her out.
I thought so too, but then she just dragged her out, and I expected her to when she hit her up against the wall, and then she fell, and then when they left, I expected the admiral her eyes to open, and maybe make a comment about how hard she got hit or something like that. But I was like, okay. And then the other dudes, they had a Running Man moment in this one, when the Klingon, she's like, her friends got, banished or whatever. And she goes into that room and sees all of them lying there, dead and stuff. I was like, oh, I'm like thinking they're off. They're the winners of the Running Man, past winners, basking in the sun. Debt to society paid in full. I love that movie.
Getting a little extra, but you know, it's cool, dude. I'm down with it.
Right. But Saru kind of got his moment to shine. And to be honest, it made total sense. His actions and stuff like that kind of made total sense, because it was the whole nature versus nurture thing.
It made sense to his race too, and that's what I liked, and I don't think we've ever seen this particular species before. Mm-mm. In other Star Treks, so it's interesting.
Yeah, because he goes down and he's in command, and then he ends up getting enveloped by the spores, and then suddenly he starts lying and freaking out, and this race is peaceful and it makes him feel peaceful, and if they do anything, they're going to bring the Klingons there and they can't protect them, and blah 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 blah. But yeah, we kind of also got to see a little bit of his strength, because he kind of fucked up a little bit of Michael there.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, fucking that race.
It's all the reach. It's reach, though. That's all he's got. Hit her with that backwards kick, and she was like, bruh. She didn't even try. She's like, fuck this.
I know. And she said, just immediately goes to phaser, like, he's got a reach on me. That's how this is going to work. Then we had that, and the battle sequence was kind of cool, where the Discovery jumped in to save that ship.
And yeah, that was slick.
Six birds of prey coming in there, coming and going, and then Lorca's like, "Can we fire our phasers at something, please?" Homeboy looked fucking brand spanking new on the weapons console.
Yeah, he did. Like, that was his first day.
Yeah, that's the first day. It's like your first day is Christmas Eve.
I like how the Discovery's like Spec Ops, drops in, fights, fucking dips. And Klingons are probably like, "What the fuck?"
But it's nice to know shield technology hasn't improved much for Discovery, because several blasts and they're like, "We're down to 10%."
Right.
ship blows up and then they boot out of there. But that was kind of cool. I think the only thing that I still have an issue with is that whole Klingon issue, just that what she's trying to do and then what happens to her, like the Klingon dude figures out that I guess she's lying to him. I'm assuming, because it's really hard to tell because they talk in such kind of monotone kind of.
It's like, okay.
It's like, okay, take the balls out of your mouth.
Right.
Let's just do this in English, can we please?
Well, that's what they were saying about the show. And I get it. You're trying to be like, quote unquote, authentic. But the problem is that the actors are probably so focused on getting the Klingon right, they can't really act.
Yeah.
You know.
With the amount of makeup that they have on those characters, the Klingons, it's hard to tell. Saru, for some reason, he emotes really well through his makeup.
He does a really good job. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was noticing that, especially in this episode.
Yeah.
Because he has some heavy fucking makeup on, and his head almost looks like a helmet.
Right.
You know, so it's like, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. You know, like and I like the character. I mean, and I like the actor playing him. I think he does a really, really solid job playing Saru. But it's just the Klingons. It's just, I don't know what it is about the Klingons, but it's just, you're reading the subtitles. And obviously she wants to get revenge for what they did to her friends. And then she left the Admiral's body down there. So I'm assuming she's dead, because we didn't really kind of get the thing on that. And then when he puts her in the house and then says, I'm seeing through your deception. Let's show her how we treat liars. I was like, wait, what? Like, I got a little confused as to, like, you know, what was going on, because they just didn't emote anything. There was just, it was just hard to see, and just the dialogue, it was just, you know, very cautious. And it's just like, oh, come on, let's come on. Even in Star Trek, the Klingons talked English. Let's just, you know, let's just stop already.
Yeah, like, we get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, part of me digs it, to be honest. Like, part of me is like, oh, that's cool, you know, we get to, you know, they're speaking Klingon because that's what they would speak. You know what I mean? But the other part of me is like, okay, you know, like, I get it now. Can we please move on? And the only time you hear Klingon speaking English is when there is a human there.
Right.
You know, and then, okay, we're hearing it through her universal translator. Okay, that's typical Star Trek.
Right.
You know, so I got it. But it's like, I just don't want it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good.
Right. I think because of the fact that, you know, it's kind of been, I'm not going to say overdone, but I think it's been a little heavy-handed in the first half, that it's just kind of like, ugh. And the problem is at this point, you know, the season's already been filmed and finished, so it's like, it's probably not going to get any better, you know? So, you know, it's.
I think they're just like, look, we have this language. Let's just run with it. Like, that's kind of how I feel.
Yo, we paid these two dudes to make this whole language, so it would kind of be disrespectful.
Right.
If we didn't, you know, do that shit.
Like, listen. We got all these fucking Klingons in here. And they speak Klingon. Why are they going to speak English? Don't we make it fucking sense?
We got all these Klingons. And these motherfuckers are method, bruh. They're method.
Like, right, they're really winning fucking Oscars over there for their Klingon.
They speak Klingon offset, you know, when they're in makeup, that's just all they hear, and you just hear Klingon. So we had to. We would feel insulting if we told
them. And the best one who emoted through the Klingon language was Akuvmar or whatever. Is that his name?
Oh yeah, the new leader
or that. Right. Yeah. He was the best one. He fucking gone. He's off doing something. Mm-hmm. Or is he? Mm-hmm. Little theories going on that. But I don't know. It's this episode was good, though. I enjoyed it. I understood, especially at the end when Michael was talking to Saru in the medical thing. I understood his point.
Yeah.
You know, because we know enough about his species that
which makes it weird why he would join Starfleet.
Right. That does make any sense. But It's interesting because, yes, we have a new species, but they didn't half-ass it. Like, there's something unique about this species that I haven't seen before. Right. It's not, if you know anything about evolution, okay, the superior species is usually not prey.
Right.
It's usually a predator in some way because it was able to survive.
Right.
You know, but just through different social things, this one did. And it's just really interesting. I like that whole, like, it can sense this death coming. Right. And just, I dig it.
And then you figure with its arm, with the elongated arm and reach, and you know why this actor has to be tall. It's of course because they're running faster. They're running like a motherfucker,
right?
You know they ain't dealing with fights on the light rail.
But, don't get me started, bro.
but yeah, I mean, I saw this episode for what it was, which was a setup for the finale, which is next week's episode. So I saw it as that, and I understood it. And, you know, then at the end when it – and that was the thing. Like, I had kind of figured it out that when they're like – they got invited, and I was like, oh, because they said they wanted to end this war, and this race is like, well, we got to – you know, it's the whole hippie kind of, oh, we just get together and talk it out. You know, it's a Dylan song. You know, they would just got to get together and talk it out and hash things out. Everything will be cool, bruh. Everything will be nice and cool, and, you know, and that's why they were invited to the planet, you know. And so that I got – there was one – I think I saw one headline that said, you could probably skip this episode. In my mind, I was like, no, you can't. Because then it's going to make next week's episode a little more confusing.
Yeah, because this is the first of a two-parter.
Yeah.
And not only that, no, you can't skip this episode. I think we get a really good background on Saru.
Right.
And also Michael and the other dude, little relationship blossoms a little bit.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is a good episode. Fuck that skipping episode shit.
Yeah.
There's only so many episodes, for Christ. Just watch the fucking episode.
We can get through them.
It's got some cool visuals in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it did. And I like the planet. I like the visuals that they gave for that planet. It was really cool. And the entity, or whatever that species was, it was actually really cool. So there was some good stuff in there.
And I like how, too, at the end, you have this the species calls the Klingons.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah, like,
because it, and Michael explains it as it thinks it's helping.
Yeah.
And I like that almost naive.
Right.
You know, well, if I bring them together, they can talk it out.
Well, that's what I said, you know, like the hippie, it's a Dylan song, you know. It's, we gotta get together and hang out and we'll be cool and groovy, man. You know?
Yeah, we'll be cool and groovy, all right. And they came with the sarcophagus shit too, motherfucker. They came deep. Like, what the word is, motherfucker. Someone calling us on the phone.
I swear I heard one of the Klingons go, what's that? You know, it's like,
I heard one of the Klingon women actually, it faintly, you really have to listen, say, I don't like people playing on my fucking phone. I keep saying real.
I heard another one. If you have the 5.1 surround sound, you can kind of faintly hear, you don't gotta lie, Craig, you know, going on in the background.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. Now tell me who she was.
Who that bitch was.
Dude answering the phone is chicks in the back. Who calling you? I don't know, bitch. Yeah, let me check.
You're one of the Klingons listening out. Who that bitch? Who that bitch? But
that's just my baby daddy. Mm-mm. Do you know that song has a music video?
Yeah.
I saw it recently. And I was like, what is this? And I thought it was like not real, like somebody made it. And I'm like, no, it's verified. That's a music video for That's Just My Baby Daddy.
You know what's going to be funny is that, you know, when we've long killed each other off, you know, this is a whole wasteland, and an alien race comes, lands in here, they're going to find that video. They're going to play it, and they're going to look and go like, it all makes sense why they killed each other off.
Yep. Because that's just my baby dad. You know, that's one of those songs like, this is a horrible song, but you tap in your foot.
Right.
Don't act like you wasn't.
So that's, I think that's it for this week. Next week, Into the Forest I Go, will be the winter finale for Star Trek Discovery, and then these minisodes, we'll do one for that, and probably maybe a little bit longer. Maybe we might, you know, give our opinion on everything up to that point, and then we won't be back till mid-January when the second half of this season returns. So, yeah. Anything else you wanted to add to it before we break for this?
No, just let's not discredit this episode. I was hearing that people were saying, oh, fuck, you know, this episode's whatever. It's not. It's a good episode. And it's one of those ones where you kind of have to pay attention. I will say the one thing that kind of, and Steve already said it, the little, you know, them teaming up, the Admiral, and it was cool, but then they just finished it fucked up.
Yeah.
And who knows, she might wake up.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really kind of fast, and well, all the Klingon stuff was just kind of fast, and you're left a little confused,
right?
You know, and you know, maybe we'll get some answers in the next episode, so we'll have to wait and see. So that is it for this week's Star Trek Discovery recap. Be sure to tune in on Friday for our new Away Team episode, Up the Long Ladder, and you know, but it's just whatever. You know, we record these episodes, and you're just probably going to listen to them, and you're going to be like, whatever, fuck these guys, I don't want it. But it's whatever, you know, because that's, you know.
It's whatever,
you know, because nobody really gives a shit.
Just fuck me, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
All this will make perfect sense when you guys listen to that episode. Right now, everyone's like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Right.
Thanks for tuning in. If you like what I'm doing, you have two ways to help out. One, you can make a one-time donation to make this show self-sustaining through either PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo. Check the show notes for details and links. Or two, you can share us on social media or review us on Apple Podcasts. That will make the algorithm gods, you know, promote our show to an unsuspecting public. You can also stalk me on Facebook, facebook.com/thelazygeeks4. Instagram, YouTube, Threads, or TikTok under @thelazygeeks, all one word. If you're old school, you can email us at thelazygeeksnetwork@gmail.com. Want to read some news, blogs, or just some of my random musings? Check out the blog at thelazygeeks4.wordpress.com. So that's it for me this week. So until next time, I'm Stephen Vargas. Wanna beam up.